This is Meet the People for January 13th, 2009. I'm Kels Hetherington, and my guest this morning is Karen Zimmerman. Karen is executive director of an innovative program entitled Spirit of Youth. The statewide Alaska program recognizes the exemplary efforts of teenagers making a difference in their communities. Good morning, Karen, and thanks for joining us on the air in Sandpoint and King Cove.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
For starters, for those of us listening to this program who are not already familiar with your program and what you do, can you just give us a quick overview?
Sure. Spirit of Youth is a statewide nonprofit. We've been in existence for over 10 years, and we give teens an opportunity for their voice to be heard and recognize teens for their achievements in a number of areas. Anyone can recognize a teen. They can do so through our website at spiritofyouth.org. And we take those nominations and actually turn them into positive media stories, which are then broadcast on most of the public radio stations in Alaska, including KSDP. Mm-hmm. And the intent of these stories is to be a more accurate portrayal of Alaska teens. And we hope that it will ultimately improve how adults perceive teens in their community.
Mm. How did you become involved in the program?
Well, it's always been an interest of mine, teens and how they are perceived in the community. So when I relocated to Alaska, this seemed like a great fit for me.
Mm. How long have you been with the program?
Only half a year now, but it's a great program and I'm really enjoying it.
U.S. Senator Mark Begich is a founding member, or the founding member, of the organization. What made him take the action that he took?
Well, it started with a community discussion with some concerned community members, teens, and members of the media. And they were having a discussion with teens and asking, you know, what can we do to improve the situation? And one of the teens said, now why is it that when a teen does something wrong, it makes the headlines for weeks, but if we do something right, nobody ever notices? And Mark Begich and a number of others picked up on that, really thought there was something to it, and ran with the idea and formed Spirit of Youth.
Mm. Reading your organization's most recent newsletter, I noted the fact that you've highlighted in the early questions that I've asked so far, and one of the purposes of Spirit of Youth is to improve what you say is an increasingly negative presentation of teenagers in the American mainstream media. Can you elaborate on that problem and provide some examples of where media has presented teens in an increasingly unfavorable light?
Sure. What studies show us is that if a youth commits a crime, it is more likely to be reported in the media than if an adult were to. And even more significant than that, it's more likely to be reported multiple times. So the public hears those stories over and over again, and it really has an influence on the public's perception of youth. The majority of adults say that the media really does influence how they perceive young people in their community, and those negative stories just make an increasing divide between adults and the teens in their community.
Do you think that's because there are very few crimes that are committed by teenagers?
I think that the media tends to focus on the negative because those stories may seem to have a sense of urgency to them. It's something that people want to know about right away, whereas the positive stories can sort of sit in the queue. They can wait until there's an opening slot to report on what teens are doing to contribute to their community, what positive things they're doing. It just tends to go on the back burner.
Mm. Has the problem become more severe, meaning are there more media stories than there used to be about teens doing terrible things?
You know, Spirit of Youth has been tracking that, and we have actually noticed since the existence of our program that there's been an increase in positive stories about teens, particularly here in the state of Alaska, which is a great thing.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us on 8:30 a.m. KSDP, you're listening to Meet the People, and my guest this morning is Karen Zimmerman, Executive Director of Spirit of Youth. We'll be back in just a moment with more of this great interview. Hold on. Be right back.
We're back. back on Trailblazers. I'm Bob, and that's Bob over there.
Today we're talking ATV trail ethics.
Oh, yeah, this ought to be exciting.
From Walrus Junction, Boris writes that it's boring to stay on the trail. I like to ride wherever I want. I mean, why are four-wheelers even called ATVs? Well, Boris?
So staying on the trail is boring. Think how fun it'll be to ride your SpongeBob skateboard through the woods after the trails are closed to ATVs, Einstein.
Read the signs, respect the land, stay the trail. A message from Alaska Trails.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Welcome back to Meet the People. I'm Kels Hetherington, and my guest this morning is Karen Zimmerman, Executive Director of Spirit of Youth. Karen, what have some of the teenagers recognized recently by your organization done in their communities?
Sure. We recognize a variety of achievements, whether it's art, technology, contribution to their community. A few of the stories that we've reported on recently are Chelsea and Ashley Shoemaker, right there in Sandpoint, who volunteer at the local fire department, and they go out on search and rescue missions and provide first aid. We recently did a story on Ken Jones, who's a 17-year-old in Cordova, who saved his PFD checks to buy a fishing boat and has actually began his own fishing business at the age of 17. And Clarice Utke, who's in Anchorage, and speaks out against domestic violence. All those stories are available through our website, by the way, at spiritofyouth.org.
Now, what are the criteria that you use to select the winners of your award?
Well, actually, everyone who's nominated for the Spirit of Youth Award does get recognized in front of their peers. And then it's a group of teens who make the final decision. So they are actually reviewed by the Teen Action Council here at Spirit of Youth, and they look at how significant the contribution was and how much dedication the teen had towards that project.
But you mentioned one guy in Cordova who actually saved his PFD checks to buy a fishing boat, and someone else who did something in the community. So does the action have to be something that helps make life better for others in the community, or can it be a self-serving action that was impressive?
What we recognize teens for is really doing outstanding things that are going to make their lives better, other people's lives better, the community better. So entrepreneurship, for example, is one of our categories, and that's what Ken Jones was recognized for. And you just don't tend to hear those types of stories in the media. Teens who take that initiative, who save their money and really work towards a long-term goal.
10 years ago, your program, as you mentioned, was in existence. What have some of the first year's winners gone on to do 10 years later?
Well, we have seen the majority of our winners go on to college, which is something we're really happy about. And what we've heard is that this type of recognition has really encouraged them to continue their involvement and to encourage others to get involved. So it's sort of a continual effect.
Mm-hmm. Now, the teens who decide who the big winners are, how are they gathered together? Who decides who's on that committee?
Well, it's the Teen Action Council, and it's made up of teens here in Anchorage from all of the local high schools and middle schools. And they're teens who themselves are involved in the community and dedicated to giving back.
How many applications do you get?
Each year we receive over 100 nominations.
And has that number grown over the years?
Yes, I think the first few years of the program, we were looking at more like 30 nominations, and then it grew to 60, and then it grew to over 100. And I think one of the reasons that we get so many nominations is that every young person who is nominated is recognized through their school. They each receive a certificate, and they're awarded that in front of their peers.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many, you say everyone is recognized, but some people actually win a larger recognition and the grand prize. What is the grand prize?
Well, yes, so 22 teams, so two in each of our 11 categories, are recognized at an annual awards banquet. This year it's going to be March 21st at the Anchorage Hilton. And they receive a cash prize, they receive a plaque, and the opportunity to stand up and be applauded for their actions.
How much cash?
That amount has varied in the past years, but it's a small cash sum.
Okay. Does the cash have to be used for anything particular?
No, we hope that they save it. We hope that they use it towards their education or one of the projects that they're working on.
Mm-hmm. How many of your teens come from Bush, Alaska?
You know, about 25% of our teens come from Anchorage, and the rest of them come from all parts of Alaska. That's one of the major goals of the program, is really to reach out to rural and all parts of Alaska and recognize those teens. And we recognize teens for achievements like being the volunteer in their village who helps elders haul water, or who are involved in local cultural activities. It doesn't have to be a big, significant, organized event. It could be something really powerful, but closer to home.
Mm-hmm. Who funds this program?
We are funded by the Association of Alaska School Boards, as well as the Department of Behavioral Health, and have a number of other partners.
All right. If you're just joining us, this is Meet the People. I'm Kels Hetherington, and I'm talking with Karen Zimmerman. She is executive director of a program that spans across the state of Alaska. It's called Spirit of Youth. We'll be back with more of this interview in just a moment.
Dad, that's not fair.
Sweetheart, I'm driving, and now is not the time. We'll talk later.
Avoid stressful phone conversations while driving. Make safety your most important call. Brought to you by the wireless industry, the Alaska Highway Safety Office, and your local police.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by TelAlaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network. From office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At TelAlaska, of course you can.
Welcome back to Meet the People. I'm Kels Hetherington. My guest this morning is Karen Zimmerman. She is executive director of a program called Spirit of Youth. Karen, let me ask you this. You have this award banquet once a year. What is your day like come June or in late August or September? What are you doing then?
Well, we're still collecting nominations that adults have made for teens across the state. We have a number of other programs as well. We have something called the Alaska Teen Media Institute, which is actually an opportunity for teens to try their hand at radio journalism. So we have a group of teens that participate all year long, including the summer, and come up with ideas, stories that they would like to hear more about from a teen perspective. They write up questions, go out into the community, conduct interviews, come back here and produce those segments, and those are actually aired on a live radio broadcast the last Saturday of every month.
As you think back over, I know you've not been with the program more than a few months, but as you have reflected on the work that this organization has done, what is the most impressive person that you guys have seen come through your organization and rewarded for their efforts?
You know, the teens that I have contact with are the teens that we see every day as part of the Teen Action Council and the Alaska Teen Media Institute. And there's been just a number of teens who have really sort of come out of their shell, connected into community projects, get involved with things such as Youth Vote, and go on to be spokespeople for their community and for the teen perspective.
Is there a theme that you notice? Like, was last year politics a major focus of the nominees, and then the year before maybe it was something else?
You know, you might think that, but the teens maybe take a different slant on things than the rest of us do. And politics were not overwhelmingly part of what the teens were interested in and reporting on last year. It really tends to be more resources available to teens in the community, music. Teens are definitely interested in music. And then service to peers. One of our most popular categories for nominations is how teens are giving back to their own by organizing community service projects that serve teens themselves.
Mm. Do you find that you get more than one nomination for some people?
That has happened in the past. We definitely have some teens that are doing significant achievements and more than one adult nominates them. But we can only process one for each teen's activity.
Now, how do you weed out nominations that look like they were maybe submitted by the person for whom they are for? How do you eliminate those?
That really doesn't happen very often. I think that teens are a little shy about praising themselves, so it's much more often that an adult or maybe a fellow teen wants to take the time to recognize a young person for their achievements.
Is it most often that another teen actually nominates someone, or is it usually an adult?
It's usually an adult, and it's often a teacher, a community organizer, or just a neighbor or family friend who thinks, you know, that this individual is doing great things and they really deserve some recognition. They really deserve to be applauded for their contributions.
So if someone in Sandpoint or King Cove is listening to this program and wants to nominate a teen, how do they do that? What's the deadline?
I would absolutely encourage them to nominate a teen, and they can do so by going to spiritofyouth.org. It's a very simple nomination form telling us a little bit about that young person and the initiative or project or effort that teen has been working on. And we accept nominations all year long. So anytime that they want to get on the website and make that nomination, that teen will receive that recognition locally, will receive a certificate and some goodies from Spirit of Youth, and then their name will be entered for the Spirit of Youth Award.
Now, if you're a nominee, that doesn't necessarily mean that you will be flown from Bush, Alaska into Anchorage, does it?
No, so it's just the final winners, the two teens in each of those 11 categories, that we make arrangements to come into Anchorage.
And you pay the teens' passage into Anchorage and then back?
We do. We're lucky enough to have sponsors for each of those 11 categories that help cover the cost for that type of travel.
All right. Anything else you want to add that may not be obvious to those who have heard this program, or something about your program that you want to get out there?
You know, I think that adults don't have the contact that they once had with teens, and that unfortunately people tend to fear what they don't know. But in reality, teens are doing great things. They're giving back to their community, and they care about things like the environment and our country's future. And everyone can take the opportunity to praise and recognize the young people around them. And I'd like to encourage listeners to click Give with their PFD this year and donate to Spirit of Youth or another charity of their choice.
Just as a closing question for you, Karen, you said that teens are not as close with adults as they used to be. Why has that changed, and when has that changed?
You know, statistically, there are actually fewer teens in our community right now, and I don't know if it's just the number. There's always been a generation gap that sort of forces that separation and puts those barriers up there. And I also think that the media has an influence on that, that if adults are scared of teens and think that they're up to trouble, they're not going to necessarily be prone to reach out to teens, when in fact what we need to do is offer a helping hand and offer that guidance and help teens make smart decisions.
All very interesting. Thank you, Karen, a lot for joining me on the air this morning. And this broadcast and this program will be on our website, wwapradio.org. So thank you very much, and good luck, Karen.
Thank you.
That was Karen Zimmerman of Spirit of Youth. She is their executive director, and she was talking about the program that they have across the state of Alaska, which recognizes teenagers in Alaska for exemplary activities. We'll go back to the music right here on 830 AM KSDP, Sandpoint, Alaska.